This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held wide-ranging talks with his Malaysian counterpart Anwar Ibrahim in Kuala Lumpur yesterday. The talks covered political, defence and security cooperation, trade and investment, the digital economy, energy, education, tourism and regional issues. On the second and final day of Prime Minister Modi's visit to Malaysia, the two sides committed to work on 16 agreements and engagements across different sectors, including disaster management, audiovisual co-production, combating and preventing corruption, and semiconductors. The Prime Minister, who was on his third official visit to Malaysia and his first since ties were elevated to a comprehensive strategic partnership, highlighted that cooperation between India and Malaysia is growing and both sides will deepen collaboration in artificial intelligence, semiconductors, health and food security.
Hum apne yuvaon ke beech university exchange, startup connect aur skill development ke avsar bhi badha rahe hain. हमारे बढ़ते संबंधों को सपोर्ट करने के लिए हम मलेशिया में नया कॉन्सुलेट भी खोलने जा रहे हैं।
Prime Minister Modi also said India remains committed to ASEAN centrality and congratulated Malaysia on its chairmanship of ASEAN. The India-Malaysia joint statement released after the talks reaffirmed the commitment of both sides to further expand the comprehensive strategic partnership. The two leaders agreed to enhance trade and expand cooperation in priority sectors including infrastructure, renewable energy, advanced manufacturing, semiconductors and digital technologies. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has returned to New Delhi after concluding his two-day successful visit to Malaysia. The Election Commission has clarified that the permanent residence certificate is one of the admissible eligibility documents under the ongoing special intensive revision of electoral rolls in West Bengal. In a letter to the West Bengal Chief Electoral Officer, the Commission said the domicile or permanent residence certificates in West Bengal are issued in accordance with the state government letter dated 2nd of November 1999 and subsequent orders issued thereunder. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated his Japanese counterpart Sanae Takaichi for her victory in the elections to the House of Representatives. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said that the special strategic and global partnership between the two countries plays a vital role in enhancing global peace, stability and prosperity. Mr. Modi expressed confidence that Takaichi's able leadership will take India-Japan friendship to greater heights. The diamond sector has hailed the India-US trade deal. Talking to Akashvani News, owner of a diamond firm in Mumbai, Dinesh Lakhani said, the trade will give many benefits to over 10 lakh people engaged in the diamond sector. Mr. Lakhani informed that the reduction of tariffs will boost exports and provide new opportunities of employment in the jewellery sector. The Central Water Commission, CWC, will organise a one-day stakeholders workshop on flood forecasting services and guidelines for the preparation appraisal of flood management detailed project reports in New Delhi today. The Jal Shakti Ministry has informed that the workshop will focus on sharing the CWC's existing services and new initiatives in all stakeholders and seeking their feedback to strengthen centre-state coordination. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast dense to very dense fog in Uttar Pradesh today. The weather agency has also predicted dense fog over coastal Andhra Pradesh, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Karaikal and Uttarakhand for the day. Similar conditions will prevail over Bihar, Assam and Meghalaya. Rainfall or snowfall is expected over Himachal Pradesh and Uttarakhand for the next 3 days. In shooting, India's Arjun Babuta and Elavanil Valarivan set a world record and a championship record on their way to winning gold in the 10-meter air rifle mixed team event at the Asian Rifle Pistol Championship 2026 in New Delhi yesterday. And in the ICC Men's T20 World Cup, host Sri Lanka beat Ireland by 20 runs in the Group B match in Colombo. And that is the end of this news bulletin.